Hi everybody, I'm Richard. I'm an embedded links engineer at AdvoStore, and in the next 10 minutes, I guess, I will show you a proposal on how to enhance flash control in Video for Linux 2. This presentation is covering LED flashes only, so if you're doing Xenon, that's not an issue. It's condensed because it's a lightning talk, and I use probe and flash as interchangeable terms for this thing. Why would an embedded guy like me mess around with flashes? It's because we're building autonomous driving logistics shuttles which need to be localized and fine positioned in a dark warehouse, so no artificial lighting. Those shuttles drive on rails. Those rails have 2D barcodes engraved, and we have two global shutter cameras on this shuttle, on the shuttle, which run at 120 frames per second, and they have a flash attached so we can light those barcodes. The shuttle is moving at 2.5 meters a second, so we need to keep the exposure time low to not get any blurs on the image, and therefore we need flash support. Of course we use a mainline Linux kernel like everybody does, and therefore we need to get it mainline. But let's first start with a few basics on flash. What's a flash? It's the light emitting unit connected to a camera. It may be some kind of black screen or small PCB with a few LEDs on it, or a camera flash as you know it, or even a studio strobe. It doesn't matter for the Linux kernel. Regarding flash control components, from a Linux kernel point of view, we have an imaging sensor which, as you guess, takes the actual image, also takes care of doing exposure and stuff like that. Then you have a strobe source, the thing which says, now you need to strobe, we want some light. This is often part of an imaging sensor. Those strobe source signal then goes to the flash controller. The flash controller consumes the signal and may add some extra configuration on it, which I will show later. And finally, you have a flash device that's behind that flash controller. That's the thing we saw before, the thing actually emitting light. Regarding timing, just to get you all on the same page, for a rolling shutter camera, that's the normal use case. You have a flash for the same length as the exposure time, just to get it evenly lighted. If your flash is a little bit lazy and has a little bit delay on startup, you may want to add a flash offset so the flash is triggered a few microseconds, nanoseconds before the actual exposure starts, so the flash can produce the light and get it out. You can also do a flash offset, a positive flash offset, so the flash fires later than the exposure time. And you may reduce the flash duration to be shorter than the exposure time. For example, if you have your sensor already configured to the minimum exposure time and the frame is still too light, or other use cases. So in Linux 6.19, which I guess will be released next week, we configure flashes using Video for Linux 2 controls. The first one is the flash LED mode, so you configure the flash system to be flashing like my screen. then you have to select the strobe source. So you have two choices here, a source software, which is an unsynchronized flash, so the software is in charge of triggering the strobe, or an external source, so a hardware strobe source. For the unsynchronized flash control, you enable the strobe using V4L2 control and disable it using the stop. On the flash controller config side, you may configure a flash timeout. That's not the flash duration, because the flash timeout defines the hardware timeout for the flash, so the flash controller turns off the flash after the given amount of time just to save the flash from burning. That's the idea behind that. So if your flash will burn after 5 milliseconds of lighting because it's badly designed or it's just the case, this control is for you to just limit the time, the maximum time it is allowed to flash. And some flash controllers offer the possibility to configure flash intensity, which is mostly in milliamps, so you can control the amount of power going in. Yeah, there are a bunch of more controls and status and failure stuff I don't mention here because, yeah, that's not that relevant for this talk. A flash controller isn't always a complex device like a integrated circuit which can be configured. It may even be just a transistor switching the power to your LEDs. So the proposal I'm doing have done is to introduce a flash strobe output enable signal so we can tell the strobe source, so most typically a camera sensor, he's now allowed to strobe, so to do strobe outputs based on its configuration. So this does not trigger a flash signal like the control before in the unsynchronized mode. It just enables the strobe source to strobe. And it's only valid for external strobe sources. I promise it's not my notebook. Also, I propose to introduce a flash duration control, which is the time the strobe source should actually be flashing. So in this one may then be overridden by the flash timeout in the flash controller, but it's the configured, that's annoying, it's the configured time the flash source, the strobe source, should be flashing. It's typically implemented by the camera sensor. And finally, as you might have guessed because of the previous slides, it's a flash offset, a positive or negative time offset between the start of the exposure time and the start of the strobe signal. For positive and negative offset, this may be implemented by a strobe source when it's part of the camera sensor, because the only one in the system knowing when the exposure starts beforehand is the camera sensor, because a flash controller which is behind the camera sensor logically is only able to do a delay of the exposure time. So for visualization purposes here, the two configurable controls, you can shift the flash offset around the exposure time start and configure the duration using flash duration. What's the status of this? The strobe output enable and the flash duration are submitted, are now in the cleanup branch of the maintainer, Sakari, and hopefully, it's now version 10 of the patch set, hopefully it goes in for the next merge window, so Linux 6.20 or 7.0, I have no idea. And the flash offset, that's basically in development or done, and I will submit it to the mailing list as soon as the merge window is over and the flash duration and strobe output are merged. Conclusions. If the user interface, the API fits your needs, use it. Would be great to have a few more flash users in the V4L2 API. If not, enhance it, improve it, you know the deal, or just come talk to me. And as a few lib camera guys are here, because I guess the next two talks are lib camera, I have seen discussions on the lib camera mailing list about this end of last year, so maybe there will also be a implementation to stack upwards concerning the camera. So, no time for questions, suggestions, but come reach out. I'm here personally, or we're one of those channels. Thank you.